can always donate to that fund by marking that on your check or envelope. If you are happening, if you happen to give online, there's a memo space where you can indicate that your donation is for the Deacon's Fund. Please keep in mind that the Deacon Board uses that fund to support people in need in our community and in our congregation. Please remember to silence your cell phone during the worship service. If you missed the little gentle reminder at the beginning, please heed this additional reminder to silence your cell phone. We have a special speaker on February 11th. I believe all of you have heard that civil rights activist Willie Pearl Mackey King will be joining us here. We're very happy to have her here during our regular church service. I believe that you've seen the emails that are coming out, but you do know that she was working for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference under the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She was a member of his executive staff. I understand that she performed a lot of administrative duties and traveled with Dr. King. And while in Birmingham, she was the one who typed the famous letter from Birmingham jail that Dr. King wrote on little pieces and shreds of paper that he could find. And she was the one that actually brought it all together, typed it up in a way that we can understand, which is now the letter from a Birmingham jail. So we're very happy to have her join us on February 11th at 11 o'clock right here at Village. Just want to thank Pastor Joel for reaching out and getting her to agree to come with us and to be with us on that day. I believe that I've gotten all of the announcements. If you were looking for the baptism, that will be postponed. Just a reminder, Pastor Joel is ill today, and so we're going to do as best as we can to put together a service. Keep him in prayers. He is under the weather, as many of us tend to be during this time of the year. Assuming that I've missed no announcements, I'm just looking for little reminders. Great. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Decided to bunch up and stay as warm as possible. We're going to sing Here I Am to Worship. Please stand and join me as we sing.
Thank you.
morning again, church family. We have entered the part during our worship service today where we accept concerns and prayers. We don't have to mute anyone online. We're not online, but we are here. And so we will invite at this time any prayer requests or concerns that you may have. Anyone else? Let us go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father God, we come before you with our prayers, our concerns. We are bringing them to the altar, Lord, for we need you. We need you to help with a number of concerns that you've heard today from people recovering from surgery, from our former pastor and his wife needing prayer, traveling mercies. We've heard prayers regarding those who are entering the stage of life where they need to consider nursing homes, elder care, advice for elder care. We've heard prayers requesting support for those who are recovering from having a kidney removed, prayers for Joel Smith. We've heard prayers of thanksgiving. For prayers that have been raised on the behalf of others. And we would ask you, dear Lord, that you would hear these prayers, that you would also hear prayers on behalf of our community, on behalf of our young people who continue to be misdirected and are causing concerns in our community with crimes. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for those among us who may have unspoken prayer requests, for we know that you hear these unspoken requests, Lord. We would ask, Lord, that you would hear all of these prayer requests that we have brought to your altar today, and that you would hear them, that you would grant these requests, dear Lord, and that you would bring us peace and healing as we are requesting. It's through Jesus' name that we ask, that we do pray. Amen.
Thank you. Time for the children's story. Wow, we got a good crew today. Come on up. How's everybody this snowy day? Did you play in the snow?
Yeah.
You didn't have any fun? Oh, you didn't have enough time. Okay. You did? Good morning. Well, this morning, I'm not used to this microphone, so. This morning I was going to talk about the baptism. We were supposed to have a baptism this morning, but that didn't work out, did it? But I'm still going to talk about it anyway. Have you all ever seen a baptism? No? Have you ever been baptized then? I guess you haven't, huh?
No?
Yeah? Well, pardon me? Okay, well, the reason I'm talking about it today is because I want you to think about it. Okay, you've got a few years to think about it. Some of you may have already been thinking about it. When a person accepts Jesus into their heart, and he believes that Jesus died for him on the cross for their sins, I'm going to say he, but I mean he and she. So, no, I'm talking about boys and girls, or men and women, or whatever.
That means you're talking about Jesus and...
Okay. Well, I'm talking about...
Mary is a girl.
Mary is a girl. Anyway, after someone has accepted Jesus into their heart, he died on the cross for them, and... That's what we call being saved. And after you're saved, then you can be baptized. But I'm going to talk this time, so can you zip it up for this time and let me talk? Then when you get baptized, what happens is the baptismal pool is behind this sign right here. If it goes up and there's a pool back there, not a big swimming pool, but a pool that's filled with warm water. And the person who's going to get baptized goes with the pastor into the water, and they're standing up. Well, the pastor's standing up. The person who's going to be baptized is sitting on a chair. And what happens is the pastor wants to take a hold of the man's hand or the woman's hand, and come here, I'll show you. You come with me. Stand up here. And what he does is pretend you're the person getting baptized, okay? So you're sitting on a chair, okay? So with the pastor standing over here, so all the congregation see, take your hand, and he leans like this down into the water. The water covers your face, and then he lifts you back up. Well, when he puts you down in the water, that means all your sins will be washed away. And then when you come back up, you come back up to new life. Pretty cool, huh?
But Jesus did not have to be on the cross.
But he did. Well, did you know that Jesus was baptized?
Yes.
He was baptized.
I saw a video of it.
Well, I had just happened to have a video because I thought you might want to see it. So come up here with me, if you don't mind, because I don't. So you're going to have to get behind me. I'm not real good at this technology thing.
Technology
is the computer and everything. So you might like to see this. That's John the Baptist. John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin. John baptized people in the river, and that's what Jesus came to him. John didn't want to do it, but Jesus insisted. Watch what happens. You watching?
about the chair?
Well, they didn't have one there this time. Now he's going down in the water. Comes back up. Look what happens.
That's a new one.
This is a dove that's coming down from heaven. What happened to it? And this dove is the Spirit of God coming down to Jesus.
It looks golden.
Mm-hmm. Watch what happens. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. But Jesus, God was really proud of his son. Now, do you think that if you get baptized that the dove's going to come down and sit on your head?
No.
No, I don't think so either. But you never know. I tell you what would happen when you get baptized. You're going to get a special feeling in your heart.
And maybe
like a flutter.
So much.
And I can guarantee you that God is saying to himself, this is my beloved child, and I am proud of you. So I tell you this story so that you can think about being baptized. If you have lots of questions about it, talk to your parents or talk to a pastor or someone else in the church that you trust that can tell you the truth about being baptized. Let's have a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the baptism of all of us, especially your son. Thank you for watching over us. Help these children to realize how important being baptized, being saved and baptized is. Please take it into their hearts, into their minds, and help them to think about it and to help them grow in the love of your love. Thank you so much for this day. Amen. Okay.
God loves a lullaby in a mother's tears in the dead of night, better than a hallelujah. God loves a drunkard's cry, a soldier's plea not to let him die, better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts. Better than a hallelujah. A woman holding on for life, a dying man giving up the fight, are better than a hallelujah sometimes. Tears of shame for what's been done, and silence when the words won't come, are better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, honest cries of breaking hearts. Better than a hallelujah, better than a church bell ringing, better than a choir singing loud, we pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody, beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts. Better than a hallelujah. better than a hallelujah sometimes. Better than a hallelujah sometimes. Better than a hallelujah.
Morning, church. So let's talk a little bit about seeking peace. Peace, we have all been created for it. We all long for it, but somehow it seems to be very hard to find. Many people look for peace far and wide, whether that be in material, status, or finances. But tomorrow is never guaranteed, and neither are those things in which we find peace. Thankfully, there is a source of peace that surpasses this world, a peace that is freely given. This is the peace that comes from God Himself. Well, what does the Bible say about peace? The Bible has a lot to say about peace, with over 100 Bible verses about it. With so much emphasis on peace throughout Scripture, we learn that it is very important to God. The Bible reveals that peace comes from God, that God desires peace for mankind, and that Jesus is the giver of peace.
Morning, Village. I have to admit that I am a sort of a self-admitted news junkie. I can sit there and watch cycles and cycles of news, but recently that's changed. And if you're anything like me, I have, for the most part, tuned out the news. The violence, our youth who are seemingly out of control, and the unrest seen around the world makes today's topic fitting. What does the Bible say about peace? There are many Bible verses that highlight God's peace. Reading and meditating on them allows the Holy Spirit to transform our minds from worry to peace, from anxiety to calm. We must remember that Jesus Himself is the Prince of Peace, and that can be found in Isaiah 9. And then He said He gives us His peace that is unlike the world's peace. John 14, I know many of you probably remember your parents or your grandparents sitting and reading the Bible, and I often wonder how many of these scriptures were they reading about peace, and I know they were reading a lot of different things. But this gives us something now in this time of unrest, to the extent that we want to sit and just be quiet and be within our own thoughts to read. So I have 10 scriptures that I will provide this morning. And I challenge you to read one a day, or one every other day, or just call on them. You have, if you need copies of them, we have them for you. Just call on them each day to assist you with the calm that we are all looking for. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. I know you've heard that before. Neither let them be afraid. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. Romans 8:6, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Romans 16:20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Isaiah 32:18, my people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. And finally, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. If there is oppression or heavy weight on your heart about the world in which we are living, then we can pray for God's blessing. Remember that God is present in our lives. And I say to you this morning, peace be with you.
Peace. God can bring peace even to the painful and trivial times. we focus our minds on God's peace. From Jude 1, 2, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. From Jude 1, 24 and 25, now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen.
Seek peace. In seeking peace, we close with this verse from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
As our closing hymn today, we're going to sing It Is Well With My Soul. I have to tell you, thank you, readers who popped in here at the last minute and helped put together a service for us. We're really sad that Pastor Joel is sick today, but you wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to get such an in-depth look at peace and the peace that God wants for us. Please stand and join me as we sing It Is Well In My Soul, and I guess it's a number 573 if you want to look in the bullet in your hymnal. Three verses.
Service and our relentless commitment to justice. In the name of